And you're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland. Stay tuned for the Prison Pipeline program coming up at 6:30. Well, it's 6:32, in fact. I'm Shaheed Hamid, your host, and we will be discussing a number of issues that are relevant and important to all of us about those who are incarcerated and the various issues they face. Prison Pipeline, coming up. Certainly want to give all of the respect and due to the prior host of this program, and she did a lot to make the program relevant to what's happening today. And that's what we'd like to continue to do for as long as we can. Of course, I may be involved for the duration, and I may not, depending on various factors that I can't go into today. But nevertheless, we hope the program will still be here, and we have people who are very much interested with in the criminal justice system, part of which consists, of course, of the institutions that are situated around the state, around the country. In fact, you know, it's a shame that America has the largest prison population of any industrialized nation. And sometimes we tend to forget this. We tend to forget these facts. And we should look into why that is. And speaking personally from my vantage point, of course, I'm interested because there's a disproportionate amount of African Americans that are incarcerated. And this has a tremendous drain and puts a tremendous burden on the community, on the individuals themselves, on the families, and on us as a nation. So it's in our interest to explore reasons why we have so many people incarcerated and endeavor to correct the situation if possible. And of course, we believe here is possible. So being new to Prison Pipeline, I certainly want to invite any of you who have issues or comments that you'd like to make about the criminal justice system or the incarceration of individuals and the various institutions around the state and around the nation, please feel free to give us a call at 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. You know, thinking about and discussing with Reggae Bob and, of course, our news director, Lisa Loving, who was gracious enough to ask me to do the program and was gracious enough to let us do the program. You know, we thought about what did we want to do? What do we want to say, you know, about prison, about being locked up, as the record says, you know, about this condition. And one of the things that I had talked about was, you know, allowing the inmates to talk for themselves, not necessarily listening to us, but have an opportunity to listen to the inmates. And we asked the inmates to write us here at Prison Pipeline, either Reggae Bob or Shahid Hamid at KBOO Radio, 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon, 97214, so that we can get a sense of how you're feeling and maybe convey some of the thoughts and some of the aspirations or concerns that you have as inmates. And Reggae Bob and myself, we have visited a number of institutions. In fact, I am a chaplain now. I've been a chaplain for about the last 6-7 months around the state and also here, but primarily here in the city of Portland. Some of the institutions that I service is, of course, the MCDC in Multnomah County, Department of Correction or the Justice Center, and Inverness. Those are the two of the institutions, because you have to kind of volunteer and pick an institution that you would like to service and bring some hope and some peace possibly to the inmate. But I don't limit myself to those institutions. I went to OSP, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment, and was involved with Ohuu Salsa, and that's an African-American group at the Oregon State Penitentiary, a group of individuals who are trying to, for the most part, who are trying to do something positive inside the institution so that they can make contributions when they come outside of the institution. And this is one of the things we need to keep in mind, that one of the reasons why we need to invest some capital in the inmates, because many will be returning to the community, and we want them to return to a community able and willing to make a contribution to the community after experiencing incarceration. I'm sure that that is the, and seeing incarceration firsthand, I'm sure that, that's what they want, and certainly that's what we in the community want. So I want to take this opportunity. I did get a couple of letters while we was making this announcement and about the change over and so forth and the various things that we would like to happen on this program. And I got a couple of letters. I'm not sure if I can read them all, or not necessarily read them all, but read all of the letters, because I got one here from Brother John L. Smith. And I want to share this. I believe he wants me to share it. So he's written several letters to Cable. Sometimes we can read the letters, and then sometimes we can't. Obviously, there are time factors, so I don't want anyone to feel slighted if we are not able to read your letters, okay? And I've been reading letters for a long time on most of my programs. So, you know, sometimes I have to edit them down, but we try to get the gist of what is being said, even if we can't indulge ourselves for a lengthy exposition of what you feel is wrong. And I say what you feel because the inmates, you're my brothers, regardless of what institution you're in. You're in Snake River, CRCI, Inverness, MCDC, OSP, Sheridan, wherever you are, you're my brothers. But at the same time, there's two sides to every story, okay? And we want to get to the truth. Myself being Muslim, that is something that is very, very high on my agenda. But of course, my concern for our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated is very high on my agenda as well. So, here's a letter from John Smith, Oregon State Penitentiary, and dated January the 21st. And it says, "Peace be unto you. My name is John L. Smith. I am an inmate at the Oregon State Penitentiary. I have written several letters to KBOO, to you and Bob, regarding the racist injustice here at OSP for black inmates. But not just the prisons in Oregon. I'm talking about a foul criminal justice system that's designed to destroy people of color and their families. There needs to be a major investigation into the racism here and the corrupt administration that condones it. Blacks are doing more time for assaults and drugs than the average white inmate are, and have served for murder, cold-blooded murders. We are handcuffed and need the support of your listeners to put pressure on our so-called black representatives, our community leaders. None of these people can say they are not aware of the racist injustice, because I have written them all. My question to you, Mrs. Avell Gortley, Mrs. Margaret Carter, Mrs. Jackie Winters, who do you represent? Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. First, we are, as inmates, are disrespected. Now our families are being verbally attacked in the prison visiting room, and we're being punished because we ask why. Okay. White racist females kick black inmates and slap them, but for being a good N-word and not stomp her, the black inmates is thrown in the hole for 45 days. Then told to shut up, or they will be transferred far away. We have no voice in here nor out there. Robert McDonald, brother, if you are listening, please help us. Put some pressure on these who are responsible for seeing that we too deserve to be treated like people, or so-called blacks, our so-called black senators in high places. Ahuru Salsa is once again shut down. We need phone calls made to Max William, the Director of Correction, and ask him why his warden here condones so much racist injustice. Someone new to pull our senators on the carpet. Someone needs, pardon me, to pull our senators on the carpet and ask them why they continue to ignore our cries. It's all in black and white. Sincerely, peace unto you, John L. Smith. Seems that's a lot. It's a lot to digest. And one of the things I think that would be helpful, if we have charges and we have concerns, particularly if we make substantial charges. And we all know racism is this, but we have to look at what is specific. If you can talk about specific examples, you know, I know we said a waiting room and we might say something else. But at the same time, we want to give our black legislators something to go on. And I know you say it's in black and white and investigating and so forth. And I'm not exactly sure how we can do that. But we can do what we can. Now, I'm certainly sorry Uhuru Salsa is shut down, because I visited often and I enjoyed the food, enjoyed the brotherhood and the camaraderie and the fellowship, as Robert McDonald as well, and the Reverend that from the Highland Baptist Church as well. So, but what if we are to maybe be effective, we'll have to look at all sides of the issue and bring specific examples to the table so that we can address them. Okay? When Kendra James got shot, we talked about specific things that the police was doing that were questionable. Okay? In fact, I just read in this Scanner newspaper that the officer now is off suspension, and he's back in the streets. Specific things in terms of how that case was handled. That's how we have to approach things from that standpoint, I think, when we attempt to go to the powers that be to talk about whatever the issue is. So, John L. Smith, you got your day in court, so to speak. You know, we read the letter, and we'll do what we can. Send us specific examples. Not saying that this didn't happen or that you don't have a case, but in order for us to advocate for you, we have to have specific examples to talk about, and specific directions and places that you would like us to go, so that we can do that. Okay. And one of the things we want to do is maybe get Max William and others on the program. It's difficult to do a lot of this within a half hour, but get them on the program so that we can talk about various issues affecting the inmates. So just want to say that. And also share a letter by my good friend Marcus Jackson. What's up, Mark? You know, and he's always been very supportive, and I certainly appreciate his comments, because again, the more of you that comment, the more we can see the similarities in terms of some of the things that you all witness and that you all are exposed to, and we can begin to address those. Now, Marcus, too, is saying that the Uhuru Salsa is shut down. Maybe for different reasons. I don't know. Let me go. Let's touch upon this for a minute. This is Marcus Jackson, and he's at OSP as well. He said, "Dear brother, hello. God bless. May the Creator keep you safe and sound. Glad you received my last letter, and will be hearing you on Prison Pipeline. The brothers and sisters need to write you and Reggae Bob for the information that's taking place on prisoners, on prisoner issues. Well done. Well, we'll have issues that are happening now. The issue that's happening now is a WHO salsa is shut down again. It could be up to 6 months. It's a setback we really don't need. It's sad we are here and can't be united as one. I hope we can be involved with you, with your show, to be involved with people in the community who will have some dialogue about the issues, why so many African Americans are in prison, the really of seeing Jefferson, and that situation. It seemed like a plan for us to be in prisons, and some of us won't be. The system enjoys that. That's why the issues with Jefferson hasn't changed since I left there in 72, when there were real problems with that school, I'm talking about Jefferson High School, and why it's so dislike in the community at large. Education is a must to have, but the problem of how to be educated is a serious problem. That to me, will it ever be addressed? Okay, right. The answer, no, it won't. I hope you and Bob can meet with members in the community about the issues that affect us. I know Robert McDonald is a stepper, I believe, who would like to help contact him and his pastor. Okay. All right. Well, you got an idea of how some of the inmates, at least a portion of the inmates, feel. And again, this program is here for you. It's here to create that kind of dialogue, engage in that type of dialogue with the inmates, but not only with the inmates, but with, as we had on the program not too long ago, with the corrections officers and other individuals and officials who are in charge of the administration of the institutions and so forth. So we want to hold people accountable, both inmates and officials. It's not a one-sided thing here. You know, it's not about that. It's about us doing what we're supposed to do and then expecting certain rights and privileges as a result of doing what we are supposed to do. So at least that's my assessment, and you're welcome to challenge that. You know, again, our address here is KBOO 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon 97214. The title of the program is Prison Pipeline. My name is Shaheed, Shaheed. And again, our address is KBOO 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon 97214. And this program should be supported because with such a tremendous problem as incarceration, there's no one really talking about it. And this is, again, one of the things I think that is so good about cable, that we have the kind of shows that they allow the kind of airtime for people to talk about topics such as incarceration, to have a program dealing with that, to have a program where incarcerated individuals can have a voice, can create dialogue, and can be heard, and as I just demonstrated. Okay, but that's only one half of the equation. The other half is participation by our audience, by those who are incarcerated, by individuals within the criminal justice system, officials, administrators, and so forth. And we have a responsibility to utilize all of this information and this utilize this opportunity that is being offered by community radio to stay informed and to help others remain informed. So with that, I certainly want to thank those of you who tune in to this evening. Probably next week will be Reggae Bob hosting the program. Stay tuned for Jay's Place, and he's substituting for Clemmy Groove, coming right up here on KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland. Until next time, peace. I'm out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration, cops patrolling, and now they done stop me and I get locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out.